Extreme Fan! This next bout schedules for one fall and will have no time limit or rules. It is dubbed a no-holds-barred street fight. In this match, anything goes and anything is legal. Before this match can end, there must be a winner by pinfall. Already in the ring is the challenger, who goes by the name of Bone Crusher.
What else can you say about Bone Crusher other than he's a typical bum from the Midwest? Given a title shot in only a second bout here, as Mr. Petit tries to extend the olive branch to him, Crusher looks like his career is going to get crushed by someone who's just itching to beat somebody up. Speaking of that someone, here comes the champion.
And here's our opponent, about to come down the aisle from London, England. He is an inspiration to black athletes all around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, from across the Atlantic, he is a current and reigning world hardcore champion. I give you the real deal, Ryan Rhodes.
This week, Ryan Rhodes calls everyone on the WWE roster predictable. And in my opinion, that pretty much sums up why Ryan Rhodes can't break into the upper echelon of the WWE roster. You see, folks, in my opinion, great wrestlers find ways to entertain, creating great matches, even when they're matched up with wrestlers who aren't great or they themselves are going through slumps. Look, I'm not sure if I'm the only one who sees this, but I think Ryan Rhodes is an egomaniac whose narcissism is really bigger than he lets on to be. He's been World Hardcore Champion for quite some time, so you got my kudos for that, Ryan. But I'm going to say this before this match even begins. When he's done wiping the canvas with Bone Crusher, his ego's going to get much bigger than that if Petit gives him a world title shot and he becomes victorious over whoever the current eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion is. Folks, they filled up the ring with everything but the kitchen sink, and it's time for the street match to begin. It's our World Hardcore Championship on the line, and here we go. Crusher barrels across the ring with the trash can in his hand and swinging it from left field to center. Misses Rhodes, spinning back fist by the champion, smacks Crusher smack dab in his jaw, and falling back into the baby carriage full of crushed glass. Bone Crusher looks up with horror in his eyes.
What the hell?
He follows up with a stomp to the head, and taking Crusher by the hair, grinds a poor bastard's face into the glass, pulling up Crusher's head like Persiles did the head of Medusa. The fans of the front row turn to stone, squirming with disgust. Crusher's forehead is ripped open bad, and Rhodes doesn't seem to be slowing down. Opening up the table and pouring a can of thumbtacks onto its surface. Oh my God, what is that that I smell? My God, the thumbtacks were dipped in rubbing alcohol. Pulling Crusher up to his feet, Rhodes jacks him up into powerbomb position. And Jesus, the fairy, and all the Technicolor Dreamcoats. Crusher goes through the table and listen to him scream. His body is riddled with tech, and as the alcohol penetrates his open wounds, you have to be asking yourself, just how far is Ryan Rhodes willing to go before he mercifully ends this match? Rhodes is now gathering a bunch of steel chairs and piling them one on top of the other. What the hell could this lunatic be doing? No, Ryan, no, goddammit, don't do it! Rhodes just lit the chairs on fire, and he's pointing to Crusher! Oh my God! What is he doing? You've got to be kidding me! And as Crusher resembles the perfect impression of the prom scene from Carrie, you know evil thoughts have to be going through the head of Ryan Rhodes, yanking Crusher up by the throat. Rhodes unleashes a choke slam from hell right onto the flaming steel chairs. Bone Crusher is deposited right into the heart of the flames and screaming that his flesh has been stitched.
Out of
the brief contact, the place explodes with chants of
holy shit.
Holy shit indeed.
Holy shit.
Bone Crusher has been bloodied, battered and burnt, and it doesn't seem like Ryan Rhodes is even close to stopping this match with a pinfall. The referee is now begging Ryan Rhodes to cover the blackened bone crusher, but Rhodes appears to be unresponsive. It's almost like he's in a trance in the ring. Snatching a golf club off the canvas, Rhodes unloads like Tiger Woods, pounding the iron into the kneecap of Bone Crusher. Quickly wrapping the club around Crusher's neck, Ryan drives his head into Crusher's face, busting his opponent's nose wide open. The ring is covered in blood, and Bone Crusher just doesn't know what to do. What is this? Crusher is getting up. Bone Crusher is getting to his feet, and oh! Rhodes just bashed him in the face with a fluorescent tube full of lighter fluid. Oh my God, Rhodes is walking around the ring like he's almost lost with the shards in his hand. And folks, I have never seen Ryan Rhodes like this in my life. He is covered from head to toe in Bone Crusher's crimson. And when I tell you that he's got a blank stare on his face peering through the mask of blood, I'm not lying. Oh my God, what the hell is this lunatic doing now? Ryan Rhodes is now wrapping barbed wire around the top rope, and Jesus, no, I hope he's not looking to execute his hotshot impaler. Ryan, you'll take the man's head off. Don't do it. Irish whip into the ropes, and here comes Crusher off the smoldering chairs and into the, oh, it's an impaler. Crusher lands neck first clean right on top of the barbed wire wrapped ropes, and oh my God, and a mass of torn up flesh. Please, Ryan, cover him. 1, 2, 3, ring the bell, please ring the bell. This one is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout, and still World Hardcore Champion, the real deal, Ryan Rhodes.
As the announcer bails from the ring, Ryan Rhodes just isn't stopping. What are you trying to prove? He hit the impaler again, and the crowd is shocked. Pulling one of the steel chairs from the ashes in the ring, Ryan jams the leg of Crusher into the metal fold. Stopping down. Oh, did you hear that snap? Crusher cries out. I think he broke his leg. Security has now stormed the ring, and someone has to stop this monster who has completely gone off the deep end. Ryan Rhodes is knocking security down like pro bowlers do pins. Down goes the referee, and Rhodes has got a can of gasoline. He's pouring it on Bone Crusher, and my Lord, is anyone going to stop this? Please stop Ryan Rhodes. It's Candace Hoffman. No, Candace, the EXO reporter Candace Hoffman has gotten into the ring. Is she nuts? She is now pleading with Ryan Rhodes to stop the brutality.
Ryan, stop. Please, think about what you're doing. Snap out of it. I don't know what's going on. This isn't you. Ryan, please, stop. Ryan, drop the can of gas and come with me into the back so we can talk. Please.
I don't believe it. Ryan Rhodes has somehow snapped out of his trance, and it appears he is following Candace Hoffman into the back. Inside the ring, Bone Crusher has been completely taken apart by the World Hardcore Champion. And the medical team is now screaming for the EMT unit to get out here. Hopefully, Candace, we'll get to the bottom of what happened here in the ring tonight. Because I, for one, have to tell you, Ryan Rhodes has just become a very, very scary monster here in WWA.